This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Oh, isn't that lovely? It's beginning to feel... Look at that and the sleigh bells and the reindeers and all the rest. It's not even December yet. Paula McIntyre would be delighted.
But we're going to do a series of kind of special recipes for Christmas over the next few weeks. We'll be doing ham and trimmings, and we'll be doing kind of a veggie Christmas, and we'll be doing some sweet treats between now and Christmas. But this week, as Paula said earlier on, it's party food! So
Yay!
How are you?
How are you?
Spicy pork and carrot sausage rolls, then.
Yes, yes. So I've got the grated some carrots, and if you can get, you know, if you can get nice local carrots, you know, give them a good scrub, and all I've done here is cook the carrots down, grated them, cook them down with some onion until they're nice and soft, so about 5 minutes, and then just to spice them up a wee bit, garam masala, which I love because it's sort of everything, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then smoked paprika and a few grains of, you know, fresh ground black pepper. And that's all. And then give the spices about 30 seconds and then cool that all down. And then when I make sausage rolls, John, you can go to the butcher and ask them for, you know, really good sausage meat that you would put into the sausages. Or you can buy sausages and just take the skins off them.
Slice them and squeeze the meat out of them.
Yeah, just slice them down the side and then it'll just open up for you. And when that mixture's cool, then mix that in with your sausage meat. There's two ways of doing sausage rolls. I've given you a recipe for flaky pastry, and it is lovely. Or you can go to your supermarket and buy a ready roll puff pastry.
Right.
Which is still good, but it's not as nice as making your own. So if you can make your own, that's a nice simple recipe too. It's just if you just grate in cold butter and a bit of lard, or if you don't want to use lard, just use more butter. And that's it. Cold water to bind it. And it's lovely, lovely pastry, honestly. And then if you roll out a rectangle, John, or if you open up your pastry and then just cut it in the middle through the length of it.
Yeah.
And brush the edges and then just put your sausage meat down the middle of that.
Yeah.
So you've got two lines of sausage meat. And then with the egg yolk, just fold it over, crimp it with a bit of a fork. And then at this stage, I put it into the fridge just to chill it. And then take it out and get a really sharp knife, preferably a serrated knife, and cut it into whatever size. I like a mouthful of sausage roll.
I'd like a good, decent size of a sausage roll.
Yes, uh-huh. Good.
Not the wee tiny things. No, pointless.
No. And you need to, you know, sometimes when you buy those ready-made tiny things, there's like I think it's probably 0.01 gram sausage meat. So you want it to be a good ratio of sausage, don't you?
Yeah.
So then just brush that all with egg yolk. I normally put it back into the fridge again, you know, because, and then get the oven cranked up. And pastry always, you know, like this works well when it's coming from cold into the hot. Kind of shocks it and it goes, oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gives you a beautiful, lovely, golden, crispy pastry.
And how long
does
it take?
Sausage rolls. It takes about 15 minutes.
15 minutes. Yeah.
I normally just put a wee skewer in, and then if it's hot, you know it's ready, or if you have a probe, even better. So that's your sausage rolls. So that'll make your house smell beautifully.
That's
lovely sausage meat.
I was in a place during the week and they had, what they had was they'd made one of those big massive sausage rolls. So, I mean, it was probably about 2.5-3 foot long. Uh-huh. And obviously, when you said, I'll have a sausage roll, they would cut you a slice off it and heat it. So that was fine. But it was 250. But the price was out on the front of the thing saying 250 for this. And it looked like it was 250 for this big, enormous
for the whole
lump.
Sausage roll.
And I said, I'll have that. That looks a good value. 250 uh-huh. for that. I'll tell you, I'll have one of those. So, of course, they typed up then, I was having a sandwich and a coffee. So, sandwich and a coffee and your sausage roll. And that comes to whatever it was, £10.
£50.
Like, oh, no. No. Just the sandwich. Oh, you don't want the sausage roll? No. I was just saying about how, you know, it was good value. So you don't want the sausage? No, I don't want the sausage roll.
Oh, John, okay. You
and you're like, oh, I'm sorry, I ever mentioned the sausage roll.
You've upset them.
It really was. But it needs to be a decent size. 20 minutes for that, then. That's brilliant. That's your spicy pork and carrot sausage rolls.
And then when that's cooking, you can make up, well, probably the Stilton panna cottas if you make them up beforehand. And it's just Stilton or any blue cheese. There's a lovely local blue. We've got two beautiful blue cheeses in Northern Ireland would work out well for this. So just double cream, bring it up to the boil, add your crumbled blue cheese or your Stilton. In the meantime, you have a couple of leaves of gelatin soaking in cold water and for about 10 minutes, and then squeeze out the water and add them, and that's it. And then I have got these wee sort of semi-circular molds. And you can pour them into that if you have those. If you don't, just line it, brush a tray, you know, with oil, and then line it with cling film. The oil helps the cling film to adhere to it.
Uh-huh.
And then put that in and let it just set that, and then cut that into cubes.
And when you say simmer the cream, it's not boil the cream. Just you're warming
just
it up
bring
so
it up
that
to the boil.
The cheese starts to kind of melt a wee bit into the mold.
Yes, and when it's hot cream, just hot cream and the cheese will melt very, very quickly. And then when that's set, slice that, take it out of your molds, and if you've got a big mold, just cut it up into cubes. And then I've got a recipe here for gingerbread. Which is nice. Gingerbread and blue cheese is lovely together, actually.
I'd say,
But if you're gonna, I cut it into wee rounds, and keep the bits and pieces left over because that it's a lovely base for a trifle.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing,
so do these gingerbreads come out like biscuits or bits of toast?
Well, all I did was just cut them up into wee rounds and then just toasted them in a dry pan,
just to
crisp them up or put them into the oven. There's a recipe for gingerbread, or feel free to go to your local bakery and get, a lot of them do brilliant gingerbread.
True.
And, it's not true, so that'll save you any hassle. And then just, you've got to put your wee bit of Stilton panna cotta on top of your gingerbread toast. And then just, I've just done pickled pear, really quick, just quarter the pear, peel it, finely slice it or shave it, a bit of shallot, finely cut, a teaspoonful of honey, a few bits of white wine or white wine vinegar or white balsamic vinegar, toss it all together and then just put that on top. So that, and then you get that lovely spicy gingerbread that's kind of sweet but not too sweet. You've got your lovely creamy blue cheese, it's very tangy, and that bit of pickled pear just brings the whole thing together.
That sounds gorgeous.
So
you have the crunchy, crispy gingerbread in the bottom. Mm-hmm. You have the creamy, blue, cheesy, moulded panna cotta in the middle. And then a wee pickly pear on the top.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you are. Simple to make. Very, very, that's quite an impressive one.
Right,
and
there's not much, if you
buy the gingerbread, there's not much hassle on that. And if you don't even want to make the panna cotta, just do crumbled blue cheese on top of it and have the pickled pear.
True.
See if that's...
You're talking my language. The simpler the better.
The simpler the better.
Buy it all. That's class, Paula. That is absolutely beautiful.
All right,
well, listen, we'll keep in touch with the next few weeks.
Yes,
we're doing ham and trimmings
good.
And then a vegetarian and then another wee sweet treat with gingerbread and stuff to take us up to the Christmas. But thanks a million for that.
Thank you, John. Okay.
All the best. Take care. Paula McIntyre joining us.
Bye.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.